Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyandersen.com for details.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good Sunday morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another one. And oh my gosh, the NFL is really coming at us. Obviously, Super Bowl 55 is next week. But Matty Stafford, Jared Goff, stealing the limelight and the show right now because there has been a blockbuster deal in the NFL sending Matty Stafford to the Rams and Jared Goff to the Detroit Lions. Yep, it happened. It's real. We're going to dissect it. We're going to break that thing down left and right. And Mike, obviously, NBA basketball, NCAA hoops, they're all happening, brother. But that is how we're going to start the program today, my friend. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Dorf. Yeah, it's there's a lot going on, and it's all pretty much NFL. It's all pretty much Super Bowl. You know, the NBA is going on. I watched my Celtics lose last night, and that was kind of tough to watch them lose to the Lakers because that's the arch rival. But let's get it going, man. Let's talk about it.
Well, you want to talk about bad, brother? I watched the Milwaukee Bucks lose to the Charlotte Hornets, and they're one of the worst teams in the NBA, and they lit them up from three like just about everybody does in the NBA, brother. So, yeah, it's a lot of interesting stuff happening in the sports world. We're just getting loose and warmed up. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Stafford has time. Going to let it fly. Going deep for Marvin Hall. The adjustment and the catch. Inside the 10. Stafford blitz coming. Floats one for the end zone. Golladay is the end.
Down a goal from the 4, back to pass off. One right throw, back corner of the end zone by the pylon, leaping to Anna Graham. That is a touchdown! Josh Reynolds lassos the ball, beats Orlando Scandrick in the back corner of the end zone, right over the pylon.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Now the fun begins.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always get at us a couple of different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. You can check us out on social media, Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports, and we'll have a good, solid few Super Bowl posts, I'm sure, throughout the week this week. And then, obviously, on Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And, Mike, look, I mean, at the end of the day, this is, to me, this is an interesting trade for several reasons. First of all, because it makes some sense, right? And then, second of all, you're taking Matt Stafford out of Detroit, a place where, you know what? I'm just going to go out and say it. I think they've wasted a lot of his talent, to be honest with you. This is a guy that he's a gunslinger to a certain degree, and he's made the most of the opportunity, but Detroit really hasn't done anything to necessarily help him along the way. Jared Goff, I think that the best is still in the future for this guy, to be honest with you. But a move like this could absolutely rattle the cage 100% because you go from L.A. to Detroit. It's a great move for Stafford because I think he's going to get refreshed, and I think he's going to feel good about the opportunity in front of him. And then I think about Jared Goff, and I'm like, well, this is tough for this guy because he wasn't the greatest quarterback in the first place, and now you're going to put him in a position where he's going to have to be a leader and a great quarterback. I mean, I don't know, bro. To me, I'm telling you right now in my head, I think the Rams got the better of this deal.
No, I would tend to agree that the Rams got the best of the deal. I mean, let's face it. For whatever reason, Sean McVay, the head coach of L.A. Rams, and Jared Goff just kind of – McVay and Goff just kind of fell out of favor with each other. Or, you know, Goff fell out of favor with McVay. It goes back to, you know, the last game where, you know, of the regular season where Goff had, you know, he had surgery on his thumb and he told McVay, hey, look, I'm good to go. But what did McVay do? He went with that backup, who actually did a fairly decent job considering the circumstances. So for whatever reason, Goff's time in LA was numbered, I think, from that game and, just his performance. You know, ever since the Super Bowl, it's not like he's been lighting it on fire. And look, when they get Stafford, they got, like you said, he's a gunslinger and he has a rocket for an arm. That's for sure. And he just kind of has that mentality of going after and going to get it. He seems like an aggressive kind of person, to play quarterback. And I think McVay just wants to feel like he has the guy that he can kind of count on in crunch time. And for whatever reason, he didn't feel like he had that anymore with Goff.
Yeah, it's an interesting, situation. I think it makes the Rams better. I really do. And I, you know, in a weird way, bro, I'm happy for Matt Stafford. You know, it's like he's been in Detroit for so long. Obviously his whole career, and it's not like it hasn't been okay, but it could have been better. And Detroit is always on the brink of doing something and they just don't get over that hump. And now he's got weapons, man. To me, like this is the opportunity that he's been waiting for his whole career, to be honest with you. So, I'm happy for Matt Stafford and for Jared Goff. I feel bad for him because I'm telling you right now, man, he's going to be forgotten in Detroit. And it is what it is, you know. We talked a little bit about, you know, something sort of similar to this about, you know, players carrying a lot of weight and players being able to dictate what happens, you know. And in this situation, bro, the salaries matched up, you know. So, like, they could make this move. And it's not going to affect either team. Do you get what I'm saying? So you always have to be able to match things up to a certain degree. And this matched up really well as far as the money goes. But value, I think Matty Stafford is way more valuable.
Yeah, no, like I said before, I do too. And you feel great for Stafford because, like you said, he's going to have weapons now. He's going to be able to put that arm of his to use with guys that can catch the ball, can get yards after the catch and just make plays. And he's going to a coach, he's going to a team that has an offense that can use his ability to make plays, to make the throws. And then on, like you said, on the other side of the coin, Goff, I don't know what he needs to do. I don't know what he needs to do to kind of get his magic back, but going to Detroit where it's kind of like careers go to die, so to speak. I mean, look, you know, Stafford had Megatron for a while, and he couldn't do anything with Megatron, but at the same time, the organization didn't do anything for Stafford, didn't do anything to help Megatron get another receiver in there and those kind of things. So, you know, you feel great for Stafford, like you said, and Goff. I don't know what he's going to be able to do in Detroit. I mean, they have a new coach. They're kind of going in a different direction. You just hope for the best for Goff because Goff's not a bad guy. He's not anything like that. But he needs to up his play, and I don't know if he's going to be able to do that in Detroit compared to what he had in Los Angeles.
All right, so let's bring it all home, brother. Here in Arizona with Kyler Murray, I've been hearing some talk about potentially bringing in Deshaun Watson, or at least going after Deshaun Watson, and then that would obviously mean moving on from Kyler Murray, right? Are you hearing anything about this? Is this gaining any traction? Do you see this being potentially something that could work out?
You know, anything's possible. I mean, look, we have – it's the NFL. It's a business. They do things. They make deals at the drop of a dime, and sometimes they make deals and you don't even see them coming kind of thing. But, man, after what, two, three seasons now of Kyler. I think it's two seasons with Kyler. You have to question, do they think that he's the guy, or do they want to move off of him? When you hear rumors like this, it makes you think they want to move off of him. And then do they want to move off of, you know, Kingsbury as well? So there are some questions here in our hometown of Phoenix. And it would be interesting to me to see D. Watt. I mean, look, I mean, he's one of those guys to me. I mean, I'm a Miami Dolphin fan, so personally I hope he ends up in Miami. But he's one of those guys that you want under center. He's big. He has an arm. He can run. He can make all the throws. He can, you know, he's shown you and me over the course of his career so far that he's a legitimate top tier type of quarterback. And, you know, any team that trades for him is going to be lucky to have him, but it would create a lot of questions here in Phoenix if they got him and had to, and decided to move off of Kyler.
Well, here's my thought on it, bro. Deshaun Watson, stronger arm, more polished, yep. Obviously, version of this type of a quarterback. And quite frankly, he's unhappy, right? The Cardinals, right. I think that we live in such a crazy world, bro, where you got to win now. And in some cases, you see it play out more often than in others. And, like, for instance, my point is the Green Bay Packers. It took them forever to get rid of Mike Pacini, but they finally did it. They finally did it. 2 years too late, but they did it. Some places, they do it too quickly. So I think you got to find the happy medium. I hear the music. I know we got to take a break. We're going to do it. We'll be right back. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Stafford's going to work out of the gun. He's got Kerryon to his right. Matthew leans in. Here's the snap. Matthew's got it. Pocket holds. Matthew looks, throws. Got a man. Kenny Galladay. He can walk in. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. 9 yards on the connection, and the Lions have extended their lead.
Murray in the gun. Two receivers right, two to the left, including Fitz is in the slot. And now they shift everybody around. First and goal on the four. Fitz in motion left to right. Shotgun snap. Murray rolls to the right. Throws near side to Fitz. Caught. And he's into the end zone for the touchdown.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Oh, baby, what a catch. Kenny Galladay, you're a freak.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
I mean, it's enough to make your head explode.
Welcome back in, my people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you like we always do. Could at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on the social media stuff. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports. And Mike, I mean, look, we broke out the Goff and Stafford trade. Obviously, that's the breaking news. I want to talk to you a little bit about the NBA right now. And then obviously in the next segment, we'll talk to our good buddy John Poulter about what's happening in the NHL and what we may have coming for us in Major League Baseball sooner than later. And that's a good thing, to be honest with you. But I want to get to the NBA a little bit. And, you know, you mentioned you were upset about the Boston Celtics and how they're playing. Well, I'm pretty fed up and pretty annoyed at the way that the Milwaukee Bucks are playing as well, brother. And it starts on the defensive side of the ball for me there, and it ends there as well. Offensively, I have no problems. They can score with anybody. But defensively, they can't guard anybody. And this has been something that I've noticed for this isn't like just something that's happening now. This is a trend, okay, at this point. This is what they are. This is who they are. They're not a good defensive team. And Mike Budenholzer doesn't make that a priority. So at the end of the day, brother, here's where I'm at. And it goes back to my theme about what I said earlier. In Green Bay, things take too long to happen. It took two extra years to fire the defensive coordinator. We're at the point where Mike Budenholzer needs to go if they want to win in Milwaukee, brother. That's where I'm at.
I can tell by the enthusiasm in your voice that you're ready for him to go. And you know, you take a look at the Eastern Conference, and you got, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks. I think they're in third place in the Eastern Conference. You got Philly at the top. But getting back to your Bucks, yeah, you know what you're getting with the Bucks. Like, what they do offensively is like you say or have said in the past, it's a one-trick pony. And they, Budenholzer or whoever, has to figure out what else can they do? How can they mix this up so they're not so predictable? That's when I think of the Bucks right now, Andy, I look at predictability, and you know what they're doing. And it's just sad to see, because you and I know, and I both know, Milwaukee is just gaslighted in terms of how much talent they got on that team. And it's just not showing. And I think you're right. I think Budenholzer bears a lot of the responsibility, and if Budenholzer or Bud or whatever you want to call him gets fired, I would have no problem with that if Milwaukee wanted to go into a different direction.
Look, I think it's something it's taking too long. You just got to read between the lines. You got to see that this is a system that isn't going to win. I'm sorry. It was fun for a couple of years. I think you're starting to see some frustration out there on the floor. And let's be honest, bro. I'm sorry. I love him. He's great. He's fantastic and everything. But Giannis Antetokounmpo has got to be better. He's got to be a better team player. Like, at the end of the day, bro, I said that to you on the local show the other day. This guy has to be a better team player, okay? He shouldn't be dribbling the ball up the court all the time. He absolutely should not be chucking up three-pointers. And you know what? He better get his ass in the gym and start working on at the free throw line, bro, okay? Because at the end of the day, his free throw shooting is atrocious, okay? His three-point shot is 30%. These aren't good numbers, bro. They're not good numbers at all. So I don't understand who the hell is getting in his ear and telling him to continue to take these types of things. Bro, I've said it before. What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Well, that's what we're seeing in Milwaukee, bro. At this point in time, that's where my head is at.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And he's already a liability at the free throw line. I mean, let's face it. I mean, he's had some atrocious games at the free throw line. He doesn't shoot well from the free throw line. He's going to become, if he's not already there, he's already going to be Shaq. You know, if you got a crunch time and you can't have him in the game because what's the other team going to do? They're going to foul him. Because they'll take the chances with him missing it more than they will Middleton or DiVincenzo or, you know, someone that can actually shoot a free throw. So, he's becoming a liability there. And, if you're the two-time defending MVP of the league, you can't have a huge hole in your game like this at all.
Yeah, I mean, all right, so that's the bad, bro. The good has been the Philadelphia 76ers and the way that they have come out of the gates. New coach, right? Joel Embiid has been playing with a lot of passion. He's looked pretty good. I saw him the other night take a really bad spill, came back in that game. Obviously, it was good to see that. But that's some of the good. The Brooklyn Nets, you know what? They're up and down, bro, but when they're up, they're really good, okay? Let's not kid ourselves. Their question to me also is defense. We know they can score, with anybody. With those three guys that they got, they can score with anybody. I think Miami is a little bit of a disappointment, bro. This is a team that got to the finals last year and they're damn near the cellar in the, Eastern Conference, right? So, that's a little bit of a shocker. Toronto, I think we knew they were going to get a little bit worse. Seeing Cleveland in the top eight, that's kind of cool to see. The Hawks in the top eight, that's a little bit cool to see. And, you know, I think we're seeing a little bit of a change in the Eastern Conference. And then look at the West, brother. The Utah Jazz, very quietly on top of the Western Conference. And, they've got a complete team, bro. I think they're built for success, to be honest with you, man.
Yeah. Sorry for interrupting there, but I absolutely agree that Utah is built for success. They got players at every position. They listen to their coach. You know, and look, when you have a rim protector like Rudy Gobert in the middle, and you get and you're one of the guards forwards, and you get beat, you know you have. You know, to make a football reference, you know you got your free safety back there to help you out and to take whatever gets by you. But Utah's been impressive. You know, everybody's jumping on the bandwagon of bagging on Steph Curry and the Warriors, who are sitting in the eighth position. But look, when you're missing a guy like Klay Thompson, that's a huge part of you know, what they do there, and it's always been a big part of what they do. So to see Golden State even in the eighth position is kind of a miracle. But, you know, you let off by talking about Philadelphia. I think Doc Rivers has had a really good influence with these players because, you know, he's a championship coach. He is a guy that doesn't take a lot of guff off of anybody. It is, look, you're going to do it this way. This is the way we're going to do it. And if you're not going to do it that way, we're going to probably find a different spot for you, or he will find a guy that does what he wants to do. And I think Philly's bought in. They've had some early success. And like you said, Joel Embiid, he's in shape. He's not looking pudgy. I guess he's hired a nutritionist. He has his workout coaches, and he has his own personal trainer. So I think Doc's got in his ear. It's like, look, you are the biggest, most physical guy in the NBA, and you need to start playing like it, and here's what I need from you. And Embiid's bought in. So it's good to see, because you always have wondered what Embiid is really gonna do. Is he gonna take the time? Is he gonna put in the work to become a dominant big man, and right now he is, and so Philly's reaping the rewards.
Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, talking NBA hoops right now. Jazz in the top spot in the West, which is good to see. Philadelphia in the top of the Eastern Conference right now. Good to see them coming together really quickly. I think a disappointment would have to – another disappointment. I mentioned earlier the Heat because they were in the finals last year. But the Dallas Mavericks, bro, like, dude, they stink. Right. They're terrible. Like, what's up with them?
I don't know. I don't know. They're giving it – well, I mean, here's a basic stat that's going to explain a lot. They're giving up more points than they're scoring on average. And so you do that, that means you got – you got some defensive problems, and, you know, if you don't play defense, you're going to get burned. You're going to lose more than you win in the NBA. So who knows what the real thing is? Is there anything going on behind the scenes that we don't know? Are the players tuning out their coach or, you know, whatever it is? I don't know, but they've lost five straight, and that's never good.
No, not at all, man. The Sacramento Kings, another team that's kind of on the outside looking in. Bagley not happy there. He kind of wants out. So, you know, the NBA is the NBA. It's moving along. But I'm also a little discouraged at the product, to be quite honest with you. I think it's watered down. I think it's being hurt big time by what they're doing in college hoops. But that's a whole nother conversation for a whole nother time. We got to take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
I'm tired of hearing him berate them. Oh,
Chris Middleton.
Somebody else got berated on that finish by Chris Middleton.
Wow.
Sixers running Simmons long with Redick in the backcourt. Guy's got it now in Meade in the middle. He's got a mismatch and he promptly throws it down on the face of Paul Millsap. Joel Embiid, maybe that gets the Sixers going.
So when you look over at the Nuggets bench, all the Nuggets are looking at one another without saying a word.
And a timeout called by Denver.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Do you own a timeshare but can't use it because of travel restrictions, a change in life circumstances, or perhaps you can no longer afford the monthly payments or annual maintenance fees? If you feel stuck or just need to get out of your timeshare, Newton Group is here for you. They are the nation's oldest timeshare relief company, which means you can trust them. Read the reviews. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, 4.7 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and a proven track record to legally relieve you from the financial burden of your timeshare. Getting out of your timeshare can be tricky business, so it's important you go with a company you can trust. And nobody, I mean nobody, has more experience than the experts at Newton Group. For your free consultation and your free consumer's guide to timeshare exit, call 877-WE-DO-EXIT. That's 877-WE-DO-EXIT. Why pay for something you aren't using? Give us a call at 877-WE-DO-EXIT or visit NewtonExit.com today.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It's thrown toward the front, and now coming up with it is Baxter moving out with Ovechkin in a two-on-one. Baxter moving on, across to Ovechkin, he scores! With 107 to go!
Darlene takes a shot, that's kicked off into the corner, Reinhardt. Swings it back to the blue line, held in and cleared over to Johansson again. Johansson wheels it back for Darlene on the other side. Jack Eichel rips it home on the pass from the point, drills it in, and Buffalo has a 1-0 lead.
This is Dorf on Sports.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We're now going to talk some puck for all you puck heads out there. Obviously some NHL hockey, and nobody better to do that than John Poulter, our professor of sports, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada, which, where we all know, hockey was basically born, and it's a way of life out there, John. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Not bad, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain, you know, and I mean that. Like, it's a way of life out there, and it's we're trying to make it a way of life in the desert, right? But at the end of the day, the Arizona Coyotes are struggling big time. I did watch the game the other night against Anaheim. They did pull that one out, I believe. It was 3-2. But they're near the cellar, man. Them and the San Jose Sharks, which a few years back, the San Jose Sharks were a powerhouse, so that's kind of shocking and surprising. The Avalanche on top there, the Vegas Knights, we know about them, right? They've been in the mix ever since they've been put into existence, so I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. But, John, Arizona Coyotes, I'm sorry, man, but I know I always start here, but it's such a disappointment because of the way that they finished last year. They got to put this together, and they got to do it quickly in a shortened season. And unfortunately, I don't want to sound like I'm crazy, but time is running out when you have a shortened season. And you get out of the gates and you're behind the eight ball, it's that much harder to get in front. So the Coyotes, once again, find themselves in a very, very precarious position.
Yeah, no question about that. And your points about shortened seasons, every one of them right on. Good news, I guess, is that you know, this is a very odd season, as it is in every sport, as it is in every way of life. And as we've discussed a couple of times, games are just all in within your own division this year. So the good news there is that if you're Arizona, every time you go out and win, you're gaining on several teams in your division because everybody is playing within division. You know that if there's four games going on that night and you win, you're going to gain on at least four teams. So that's a positive. You know, the negative is, to your point, that you get out of a gate very slowly in this type of a season. You dig yourself a big hole, and while there's never a time to go on a losing streak, a short season is not the time to be doing it. And Arizona just doesn't seem to be, we talked about this last week, Arizona just don't seem to be able to get out of the gate quickly. This seems to be a habitual thing with them, that they start the seasons badly, and then they tend to get stronger as the season goes on. That's fine if you're playing 82 games, but if you're only playing 56, not an awful lot of time to waste. So definitely got their work cut out for them. There's no question there.
Hey, good morning, John. This is Mike. I know we're, what, 7, 8, 9 games in, something like that, depending on the team, but is there anything that's surprised you with any team yet, or, you know, is it, I mean, to me, it's maybe a little bit premature to be asking that.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. I hope you're doing well. Always good to chat with you. Yeah, to answer to your question, I think there have been some very pleasant surprises. And to your point, I think the most any team has played is 10 games. Some have played significantly less because of the schedule and because of COVID cancellations. Talking about surprises, I guess four would come to mind. Minnesota Wild, fourth place in their division with 10 points. The LA Kings playing relatively well, fifth position in their division with 8 points. Perhaps the biggest surprise based on the number of games they've played, which is only five, is the Florida Panthers with 9 points. That's good enough to put them in second place in that East division. And in the Canadian division, or the North division as the NHL is officially calling it, the Montreal Canadiens only played 8 games, have 12 points. So if you're talking about teams that are surprises, those would be the four. Looking at the other end, if you're talking about disappointments, two sort of come to mind very quickly. I'm sure there's more, but two come to mind very quickly. That's Edmonton. 10 games played, only have 8 points, find themselves in fifth place in that Canadian division, which is a pretty strong division. And to me, a bigger disappointment would be the New York Islanders. We all thought that they were a team that was on the rise. Certainly in the playoffs last year, they showed us that they were there and ready to compete. They find themselves in seventh place in an eight-team division, having played 8 games and only 7 points. So you're looking for surprises. There's four positives and two negatives for you.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey right now. We will talk Major League Baseball as well, but I just got to say this, and it's just crazy when you think about how the mighty have fallen, right? Like, the Chicago Blackhawks used to be a great team. Them and the Detroit Red Wings, they also used to be a great team. I remember the years with Yzerman and all those guys, right? And now they're in the cellar. It's just kind of crazy. The Rangers, that's another team, right? That historically, they've got some great players, and they do some things. They're in the cellar. It's just so crazy to me to see some of these historically really good teams, John, being so bad right now. And then also, I got one more thing for you as well. Mentioning what you did when you talked about teams not being able to play some games, they're a little behind the eight ball. Let's just say that continues, which it will. We all know that. How do they determine whether or not you got to make up those games or not? Is it going to boil down to whether or not you have a shot to make the playoffs at the end of the day?
Yeah, to answer the second question first, I would think that would probably be it. Be much like a baseball season. If you've played 160 games and you can't play your last two and you're 3 games out of a postseason spot, both teams are three games out of getting into the postseason, and what's the point in playing them? I haven't seen anything official, but I would expect that common sense will take precedence there, and that is what they'll do. I hope we don't get to that point, and I don't think we will. There's enough off days slotted in. There's enough upcoming games because of only playing within your division. It's not really a question of finding days off to fit those games in. You just add a game to a series. So instead of playing 2 nights in 3 in one spot, maybe you play 3 nights in 4. So I think there probably are ways around that. I hope that's not going to become a problem. In answer to your first question about Chicago and Detroit specifically, two teams that are kind of in that spot for the same reasons. They both had successful teams. They both had good runs. They were both loyal to their players, all of whom, of course, got older as every year went by. And perhaps both teams a little bit guilty of hanging on to their loyal superstars a year or maybe 2 years longer than they needed to. And all of a sudden, instead of retooling, they find themselves having to rebuild. So I think those two teams are pretty much in the same situation. Rangers, almost the same situation, perhaps a little differently because the Rangers have always been ones to go out and write a check every time they need to solve a problem. I think the Rangers are in the right, taking the right approach to this, but I don't think they're quite the same as Chicago and Detroit because Chicago and Detroit did enjoy some success. So there was some justification for holding on to those older players from a loyalty standpoint. The Rangers haven't had all that much success, so slightly different story, but cover it with the same broad brush, probably the same answer.
Very good. Well said. That is the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey. I want to switch gears now, and I want to talk a little baseball in the last few minutes we got with you. And potentially, I just want to throw this out there. what would a delay to spring training mean, and what would it look like for Major League Baseball? Would that be something to be a cause for concern moving forward with the season?
I guess it would be a cause for concern because we all know the reason that there would be a delay. We're still talking about this ugly virus. Florida and Arizona, the two hot spots for spring training, the only spots for spring training, both areas that have had their problems in terms of the numbers of COVID cases. Spring training, we know, is a tourist attraction. We've got a lot of players housed in the same, I'm going to say neighborhood, because in Arizona, it's obviously all in Greater Phoenix, so it is in one area. In Florida, it's in a few more areas, but they are smaller communities, so slightly different, but, you know, at the end of the day, the problem is the same. If I was looking at it realistically, I would think that while they would not want to do this, I would think that the most positive and practical solution here would be to delay spring training a month, and instead of spring training being mid-February to the end of March, make it mid-March to the end of April, start the season on May the 1st, condense the season a little bit, and hope to get a full season in, not 162 games, but, you know, maybe 140, 145 games. They'd obviously have to rejig the schedule, but I suspect that if they did that, they would do what they did last year and just have both the Eastern divisions playing each other, both Western divisions playing each other, both Central divisions playing each other, cut down the travel, maybe shorten the series a little bit. Baseball has a little bit more flexibility in that regard because they always play two or three games in one city at the same, on the same trip. So a little bit less travel involved from that standpoint. Can I see it happening? Yes. Do I want to see it happen? From a health and safety standpoint, yes. From a practical standpoint, no, I don't want to see it happen because we all think of the middle of February as being spring training time and the back end of winter, except for you guys that live in the sun where you've got summer 12 months of the year, of which we're very envious, especially at this time as I look out my window and I see a cold day, 21 degrees Fahrenheit, 9 degrees Fahrenheit with the wind chill. Makes me long for those trips to Arizona, which obviously aren't going to happen this year.
That's too bad, by the way. I always enjoy seeing you and getting together with you when you do come out. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was, look, you know, you look at what's going on in baseball, and, you know, John, being the resident baseball person for us, what would you like to see happen in maybe terms of rule changes or something, you know, have a hard cap? What would you want to see?
Oh, great question. I guess in some respects, I'm a traditionalist, as you know, and so this may sound very strange coming out of my mouth, but I'd almost like to see a universal DH. And I'm not saying that from the fact that I want to see more jobs for players. I think there's enough jobs right now for players. I don't think there's a problem there. I have two issues with the DH. One, it changes strategy. I see that as a bit of a negative. I always found it very interesting, you know, in the sixth or seventh inning, do you take out your pitcher in a one-run game and hit for him and change the strategy, hoping you're going to get two or three runs, turn the game over to your bullpen? Do you make a double switch? Do you just switch the pitcher? You know, how do you work it? That I would miss that. That, to me, is a big part of the game. What, to me, is not a big part of the game is seeing a pitcher go up there and swing very meekly at three pitches and go back to the dugout, or stand there very meekly and not swing at anything and go back to the dugout. I think that spoils the game. So from that standpoint, I'd kind of like to see the universal DH. It would certainly make the trading market a lot easier and a lot more interesting, because all of a sudden, a player who is strictly a DH would no longer be limited to the American League. He would be available to all 30 teams as opposed to just 15. So I would see that as a positive. The other rule changes we saw last year, seven inning doubleheaders, runner on second to start an extra inning. Frankly, that sort of stuff didn't do much for me. I'd like to see that dispensed with ASAP. I did like the rule about, which was going to be a rule before we got into last season, about a relief pitcher having to pitch either to the end of the inning or to three hitters. I like that. Too many pitching changes spoil games and slow them down, in my opinion.
John, as always, appreciate you, my friend. We'll catch up next week.
My pleasure as always, guys. Look forward to chatting next week.
John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey and Major League Baseball. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close, everybody.
A drive to left center field. Deep to the gap. Marwin Gonzalez with a three-run home run. And the Twins take the lead.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always get at us a couple of different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on social media. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. Instagram, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. And once again, Mike, I just want to go back to how it all started for us today. And it's Goff going to Detroit. And it's Matty Stafford going to the Rams. And quite frankly, great opportunity for him. That's a team that's ready to win. Detroit, on the other hand, not so fast, Jared Goff. Welcome to purgatory, my friend.
That's pretty good. Welcome to purgatory. Yeah, I mean, that's, like I said, it's where careers go to die in Detroit. They haven't had hardly any success over the time that I've been alive, maybe a handful of times, enough to count on two fingers kind of thing. But, yeah, look, Stafford has to just be giddy about heading to L.A. and that offense and those weapons, and you wonder what's going through Goff's mind right now.
Speaking of Detroit, I'll guarantee you there's a couple people that are sitting there scratching their heads about things, and that would be Barry Sanders, probably hoping and wishing that the Green Bay Packers didn't take Tony Mandridge that year and that they would have taken him instead. And I guarantee you the Green Bay Packers feel the same way as well. Anyways, we got to take a break. Keep it close, everybody. Hour number one in the books. Hour number two is on the horizon. All NFL talk here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. There are protests worldwide today and mass arrests over the jailing of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and coronavirus restrictions. More than 3,800 have been arrested in Russia on a second weekend of protests calling for the release of Navalny. Thousands of people in Vienna clashed with police over coronavirus restrictions. Police banned protests there this weekend because crowds have generally failed to observe rules on social distancing and wear face masks. There were arrests there. More than 10,000 Israelis gathered at the funeral procession of a prominent rabbi in Jerusalem. Police handed out dozens of tickets. And protesters in Brussels denouncing COVID restrictions staged a demonstration, and more than 300 were arrested. The search is underway for a skier who is feared buried in an avalanche at a resort in Utah. Search and rescue crews called off because of the conditions. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The legal team working on former President Trump's impeachment trial has quit.
Former President Trump's five impeachment defense attorneys have left a little more than a week before his trial is set to begin. Butch Bowers and Deborah Barbier have unexpectedly quit the team. Sources say it was a mutual decision for both to leave. Josh Howard, a North Carolina attorney who was recently added, has also left. Johnny Glaser and Greg Harris from South Carolina are also no longer involved with the case. Sources say that the president wanted the attorneys to argue there was mass election fraud. The attorneys wanted to focus on the legality of convicting a president after he's left office. The attorneys had not yet been paid any advance fees, and a letter of intent was never signed. The former president has only a week to retain attorneys, as legal briefs are due, and the trial is set to begin only a few days after. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time, comedies, drama, suspense. It's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Congressman Stephen Lynch has tested positive for COVID-19, making him the second member of Congress from Massachusetts to come down with the virus this week. Lynch said he got the virus despite receiving 2 doses of the Pfizer vaccine. The announcement came just 1 day after Lori Trahan from Massachusetts also tested positive for the virus. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are saying there should be an investigation over trading with GameStop and AMC stock. With more, here's USA's Dan Naraki.
There has been a bipartisan call for hearings into the large spike for GameStop and AMC stock.
driven by traders from the social media site Reddit. Many also questioned why trading app Robinhood temporarily froze trades of the stocks of those companies. Senator Roger Marshall wants to know what happened, but the Kansas Republican tells Fox News that he's not sure the government needs to step in and do something about it.
How many people would watch the Super Bowl if we changed the rules at halftime? And that's what I feel like a lot of investors feel like, that everyone deserves equal opportunity to make money on Wall Street, whether you live in small town USA or a big city, whether you work on Main Street or Wall Street. We want an equal shot at this. We don't want to overreact. I don't think we need a bunch of new rules. Let's get some folks in front of us and listen to what actually happened. But mostly, we want a level playing field. We want equal access to the markets.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening to some of you people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another one. Get at us a couple different ways. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on social media, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports. And Mike, we got real NFL to talk about. Super Bowl 55, a week away. Tampa, Tom and the boys playing Patrick, my homie, and the Kansas City Chiefs, who are looking to go back to back winning Super Bowls. That would be absolutely fantastic for Patrick Mahomes. He could do it against the GOAT, which I'm sure he's chomping at the bit. Going to have to do it without his right and left tackle. Both starters are going to be out for Patrick Mahomes. I think that's an interesting situation for him. But if there's anybody that can juke and jive his way out of trouble, it's Patrick Mahomes, right, brother? So I think we got ourselves a whale of a football game coming up.
No, I think we do too. And when you take into account the coaches as well, you know, you got Big Red there and Andy Reid and No Risk It, No Biscuit and Bruce Arians. It's going to be a fun game all around.
Yep. Past, future, present, all right before our eyes, everybody. Anyways, I do hear that music. We got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back and we're going to break this thing down left and right. Up and down, you name it, we got you covered. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you own a timeshare but can't use it because of travel restrictions, a change in life circumstances, or perhaps you can no longer afford the monthly payments or annual maintenance fees? If you feel stuck or just need to get out of your timeshare, Newton Group is here for you. They are the nation's oldest timeshare relief company, which means you can trust them. Read the reviews. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, 4.7 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and a proven track record to legally relieve you from the financial burden of your timeshare. Getting out of your timeshare can be tricky business, so it's important you go with a company you can trust. And nobody, I mean nobody, has more experience than the experts at Newton Group. For your free consultation and your free consumer's guide to timeshare exit, call 877-WE-DO-EXIT. That's 877-WE-DO-EXIT. Why pay for something you aren't using? Give us a call at 877-WE-DO-EXIT or visit NewtonExit.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
If I were going to have to win a game, one, you know, the old one game thing, of all the quarterbacks who ever drew a breath, I would want Elway simply because in that game, I would want to have a guy who would be best well-rounded to win the game with either his arms or his legs. Obviously, Brady is not the guy to win the game with his legs, nor was Peyton. So right away, if you believe that, if that's part of your thinking, and it is part of mine, I would want Elway to win the game. I'm not sure I would say that I would pick the career, but I would say that game I would want Elway. And not Marino, and not Peyton, and not Brady, and not Unitas, but I would want Elway.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
Definitely not fantasy football. An interesting clip, obviously, as we came back there. And I'm not sure who you would want necessarily, Mike, to have the ball needing a score last drive of the game. I don't know who your guy is, but quite frankly, we're going to see two of the best at doing that in Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes in Super Bowl 55, to be quite honest with you. So do you have an opinion on who you'd want to have the ball last minute?
Boy, that's a really good question. You know, we're talking Super Bowls, Montana. You know, I mean, 4-0 and, you know, the success he had in San Francisco. Give me Montana, the last couple of minutes, or, you know, Brady. I mean, he has 6 for a reason. So, give me any one of those two and I'm good.
Look, I heard an argument that I really like this week about Tom Brady 1.0 and Tom Brady 2.0, right? Where you can make an argument that
right.
Young Tom Brady was the GOAT. And that old Tom Brady is the GOAT. So, look, at the end of the day, man, that's a great question, and it's always going to be a subjective answer. So, whoever you think, like this year, I would have thought Aaron Rodgers would be that guy, but then Matt LaFleur took the ball out of his hands on the last drive. Do you get what I'm saying? So, like, you don't even know if he could have gotten that ball in the end zone. We don't know. We'll never know. But hey, it happened. It went. It came, and it's gone. And that's a great. That was a great clip coming back, by the way, too, Scott. Again, it's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, coming at you all NFL this hour, breaking down Super Bowl 55. We've got a week to do it, so we might as well just have a lot of fun doing this. And you mentioned before we went to break, if I'm not mistaken, you mentioned Andy Reid and BA, no risk and no biscuit for BA. And Andy Reid is like, I kind of think of him as that guy. He's like slow and steady, wins the race kind of guy, to be honest with you. But with that being said, he does have some tricks up his sleeve as well. You know, it's like he fooled Tony Romo like crazy on TV with his backup, and Chad, anything you can do, I can do better. He had him go out there and throw the ball on a fourth down when Tony Romo was like, oh, they're not even going to hike it. This is going to go. They're just going to get a delay game. No, they actually passed the ball and they got the first down, and you know, the rest is history. So Andy Reid and BA. Okay. So where are you on this matchup? Who do you think is the better coach first and foremost?
Well, that's a good question. I'm going to have to go with Andy Reid. I mean, I don't think there's any question to me who I maybe trust more. He's been there. He's actually won it. He's had plenty of coaches come off of his coaching tree that have had success. He's been a winner pretty much everywhere he's gone. Players run through the wall for him. Certainly he's a player's coach. He's, you know, even though he's a little bit on the older side, he's still very inventive in terms of what he does with his offense. And you provided the perfect, you know, the perfect example when Romo was going, oh, they're just going to sit on, they're not going to do anything. And Andy goes, yeah, we're doing this. I trust the guy under center and Chad Henne. I trust my offense. Let's go get it. And that's the way I just kind of look at it.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so you said something that was kind of interesting to me. You know, Andy Reid and BA are both very successful, first and foremost. They're at the Super Bowl, and you know, they're guys that we mention year in and year out. And you said something about being a player's coach. I actually think both these guys are player's coaches, okay? I'm just saying, I think that they're both player's coaches, and I think it's a different way of being a player's coach. Like, you saw BA and Tom Brady kind of going at it a little bit early in the season, and then you kind of saw them and their relationship grow, and they kind of put it together, obviously, in the last 5-6 weeks of the season, and things started to flow. Andy Reid, I almost feel like he's like the silent leader, and then he expects his players to go out there and do what they're supposed to do. And more often than not, Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and the rest of the guys, they do exactly what they're supposed to. So Andy coaches them up in the sense of says, hey, this is the game plan for today. Now you guys got to go out there and do it. Whereas I think BA is a little more like psychological with how he communicated with Tom Brady and his guys. Does that make a little sense to you?
No, it does make a whole lot of sense to me. And it's gonna be interesting to see not only how the offenses roll in this game, but how do the defenses roll in this game? I mean, I think that's the question. I mean, we got two offenses that can score. You got really one in Kansas City that it doesn't matter if they're down 10-0, 24-0. It takes them a few minutes to score. So it's gonna be interesting to see if Tampa Bay can get stops when they need it with that defense. And I actually think Tampa Bay has a better than average defense, especially in those linebackers who have just, they can cover, they can hit gaps, they can cover sideline to sideline real quick. They got speed in the back end of that thing too. And then their, you know, pass rushers and defensive tackles, they can get after it as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how Andy Reid plans for this Tampa Bay defense.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf hanging out with you here. Super Bowl preview. We're breaking it down as best we possibly can. And, you know, as the week moves on, we'll have more information and we'll be able to dissect this even more. But again, I think you brought up an interesting point about the linebackers. I actually think both of these linebacking cores are pretty good. I think that the defensive front fours are able to apply pressure on the quarterbacks. And I think it's an interesting dynamic, right? Because if you look at it from Patrick Mahomes' eyes, he's hoping that these guys will kind of try to keep him in the middle of the field, and then he's just going to roll out on them, right? And he's going to use his legs, and he's going to be creative in the offense that way. And then if I'm Kansas City, I want to like have this wall that's just caving in on Tom Brady and forcing him to get squeezed. Do you get what I'm saying? Because he doesn't move as well in the pocket, and he's not going to scramble the same way that Patrick Mahomes does. So to me, ultimately, what I think is the difference in this game. And again, I don't want to shoot my load here and tell you exactly what I'm going to do, but ultimately I do think that the Kansas City Chiefs are just so good, it's going to be hard to beat them, even without Patrick having his right and left starting tackles. I do think that is significant, but I think that Andy Reid is so creative in how he's going to be able to roll Patrick out and use his legs to create and buy time, extend plays, whatever you want to say. I think that ultimately Patrick Mahomes' gift of being able to use his legs to create and make plays will be the difference in this ball game in the end. You're going to squeeze Tom Brady, make that pocket really tight and really small, and try to make him throw the ball a lot quicker than he wants to.
No, I think that's the key for Kansas City's defense, is to squeeze him, keep him contained. Because like you said, look, Brady's not the swiftest of foot. He's never been the swiftest of foot. He is the classic in the pocket passer. And he brings back memories of my favorite quarterback of all time, Dan Marino. You squeezed Marino and you made him run a little bit. Things were going to work out well for you because Marino was not swift of foot. So, we'll see what happens, but it's going to be interesting if Kansas City can do that and what Tampa Bay does to
combat it. Yeah, no, I'm with you. Yeah. And by the way, you know, Scott mentioned about the turf toe from Patrick Mahomes, and can he really move? Well, he had that turf toe against the Buffalo Bills as well, and he looked pretty damn good to me. So 2 weeks off, I think he'll be rocking and rolling and ready to go. Anyways, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
22 of the Rams, 3rd and 13. Goff is in the gun. Let's send a 4 in the defensive line. 5 in the secondary. Shotgun snap. Back pedals and sets. He's hit. He escapes. He runs. He's hit again and sacked again. Fumbled the ball. The Chiefs may have gotten the ball. And they have! On a fumble by Goff, who is twirling around and trying to escape the clutches of their defense. Picked up by Houston. Fumble on the play. No team turns it over fewer times than the Rams, but a costly one right there.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
I'm sorry. After careful consideration, I must respectfully decline.
I can't stand retirement.
Come on, just let me win one Super Bowl.
In exchange for eternal damnation of your soul? You're much too nice a guy for me to want to do that to you, Mr. Marino.
You did it for Namath.
Yeah, but Joe was coming here anyways.
This sucks. I'll just go to the Super Bowl as an announcer, and I'll win myself an Emmy.
That's the spirit.
You're a good devil, Dad.
And I also happen to be a Jets fan.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
I always like that one, and I'm sure it probably bothers you a little bit, Mike Wilson, knowing that you're a big Miami Dolphin fan, and Dan Marino, never able to get it done, my friend. I know it's got to sting and burn a little bit, yes or no?
Did you have to remind me? Like, what kind of sick bastard are you? Like, that's just wrong, man.
Alrighty, welcome back in, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf hanging out with you. Obviously breaking down the Super Bowl 55, preview hour here on the program. And man, oh man, obviously so much to dive into. We've just kind of scratched the surface a little bit. I want to ask you about wide receivers, brother. I want to ask you about what the weapons that these guys have at their disposal. Who are you giving a nod to at the wide receivers? Is it Tampa Bay? Because, quite frankly, this is the best wide receiver core that Tom Brady's ever had. And then we know about the arsenal of weapons that Patrick Mahomes has. Who do you give an edge to as far as wide receivers? Let's just put everybody in there. Wide receivers, tight ends, running backs. But start with the wide receivers. Who do you got as far as wide receivers? Who are you going with?
Boy, that's, you know, it's hard to stay away from Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, because I'm putting Kelce in there as a tight end. I mean, I know he does some great blocking and stuff, but he's a weapon clearly on the offensive end, for Kansas City, Yeah, that is a good question, Dorf. I'm going to have to go with just Kansas City, because they are just so loaded, and each one of those receivers that Mahomes has contributes. And I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, Mahomes makes them look great. as receivers, but give me the Kansas City guys with a slight edge over the Tampa Bay guys.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Evans, Godwin, Antonio Brown.
Right.
I mean, they've got wide receivers that are absolutely electrifying, 100%. And here's the difference to me, because I actually think it's actually somewhat even, okay? If you just look across the board and you're like looking at these guys by their name, right? To me, it's kind of like, it's almost a wash to a certain degree. However, here's to me where the big difference is, Mike, is the continuity. You know, obviously,
right,
Tom has been able to put this together in 16 plus games now, right? But there's something about the continuity and the fact that Patrick Mahomes has been with these guys now for 4 years, right? So to me, it's the continuity, it's the familiarity with these guys. And I think also the big difference is, as I've noticed throughout the playoffs, and I'm sure you noticed this as well, like Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill, let me put it this way. Travis Kelce does not drop the ball, okay? His hands are like freaking glue, bro, right? Tyreek Hill will drop the ball, but then Tyreek Hill will come back and burn you like crazy, you know, with a 60-yard play. So I find it like these guys are just so good, and when push comes to shove, they don't make mistakes, whereas Godwin, I know he made a couple of nice plays against the Packers, don't get me wrong, but he also had a lot of drops that if he doesn't make those plays, then you're going, well, he's probably the reason why they lost this game. So I just feel like I trust Patrick Mahomes' guys a little bit more than I trust Tom Brady's guys.
No, and that's a great way of looking at it, and it's hard not to see what Tampa Bay has with their wide receiver core. But it's even harder, Andy, to ignore what Kansas City has on the outside and at tight end and, you know, and everything. So, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, look, in the last segment, we were talking about, you know, what does the defenses have to do? The defenses have to account. Each one of these defenses has to account for the other team's wide receiver core, because whoever can, you know, shut down Evans or Tyreek or AB or, you know, whoever it is, Kelce, is probably going to end up hoisting a trophy at the end of the day, at the end of the night.
Yeah, and then again, I think it's also who's going to be able to apply the pressure on the quarterback and make them get a little bit out of character. And quite frankly, bro, I'm sorry, but I keep trying to figure out a way where I want to say, you know what, Tom Brady's going to do it again, okay? I really do. But you remember back in 1991, brother, when Boyz II Men came out with a song? I believe it was called something along the lines of going down a road that you may not be able to get out of, kind of thing. And I feel like we've got to get to that point sooner or later. Somebody has to be able to get rid of Tom Brady and all of this guy's unbelievable accomplishments. And to me, there's one guy that can do it, Mike. It's Patrick Mahomes, dude. This guy is just so good. So if there's one guy that can go out and absolutely beat Tom Brady, I think it's Patrick Mahomes. That's who I think. And I think his escapability, I think his ability to extend plays, his ability to be able to see things that other people just can't see. I think he's the best in the game right now. And again, it just goes back to my theme all year long, brother. The past, the present, and the future is right before our very eyes in Super Bowl 55, brother. I am so excited. I am so jacked up for this one. I absolutely cannot wait.
No, I can't wait either. And it's going to be one of those games where, you know, it is going to come down to quarterback play. I mean, one of the big factors is going to be the quarterback play. And like you said, Mahomes can make plays with his feet. And I agree with you wholeheartedly that that's going to be a major difference, because Mahomes can get out of there regardless of turf toe or not. He's going to be able to get outside that pocket. And the one thing that I love about Patrick Mahomes as a quarterback is that his eyes are always focused downfield. He'll run. He'll get out and run and get the first down, run out of bounds and all those kind of things, kind of like a Russell Wilson type of deal. But his eyes are focused firmly downfield because he knows what he has on the outside, and his guys can get loose. And if his guys can get loose, he's going to make that play for him.
Again, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, breaking down the Super Bowl 55 preview hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Look, Mike, I really think at the end of the day, we have ourselves a classic matchup of this young guy who's ready to take the torch and run with it. And we've got an old guy in Tom Brady that, I mean, look, for you and I'm pulling him for him in that sense, okay? But at the same time, it's almost like I'm tired of seeing Tom Brady do what Tom Brady does. dude, to make this point even more so, the only way in my eyes that I see somebody able to catch Tom Brady with the amount of Super Bowls that he has, which is 6 right now, could be 7, Patrick Mahomes has got to stop him right here, man. He's got to put he's got to put the brakes on it. He's got to say, look, man, slow down. You got 6. I've got 2. And this will give me a chance to get over that mountain of 6 that you have. But if he gets 7, dude, I almost feel like it's an insurmountable amount of Super Bowls for Patrick Mahomes to achieve.
Yeah, look, if Brady gets his 7th ring, he's going to have more rings than any franchise has combined, you know, in total, yeah, you know, completely. So, I mean, in and of itself with that, I mean, that would be unbelievably phenomenal stat to have. But we just got to wait and see on that. And I'm with you. I kind of hope Mahomes gets his 2nd.
All right, I hear the music. We got to take a break. When we come back, we are going to break down the running backs. We'll get into maybe the secondary. We'll get into some of the other positions on the field that will obviously have a big, big development in what happens in that day. But listen to Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce on the way out. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
First and 10, Kansas City, already up 7-0, looking for more. They scrimmage from the Tennessee 13. Smith's got it, throws, end zone, touchdown, Kansas City, Travis Kelce.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Any credit card can offer cash back, but only Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. It's like getting one of those birthday cards that's shaped like cash, so you already know there's cash inside before opening it. But in this case, it's stuffed with your first year cash back match, and you don't even have to send a thank you note. Cash back match. Only by Discover Card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover. Something brighter.
Are you looking for great sports memorabilia with the fastest shipping in the industry? Check out auctionofchampions.com. The fastest growing sports memorabilia auction house in the country, Auction of Champions has a huge variety of PSA 10 graded rookie cards, the largest selection of Fanatics licensed jerseys, and the best customer service in the business. With all items authenticated by third party companies like JSA and Beckett, you'll love Auction of Champions. Check out auctionofchampions.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759. 1759.
Do you have valuable collectibles and worry what will happen if they're stolen? Wax Insurance is a mobile app that allows collectors to take care of all their insurance needs. Whether you collect watches, sports memorabilia, wine, fine art, you name it, Wax makes insuring what you care about incredibly easy. To get an immediate quote, download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Then take a picture of your item and provide some basic information. That's it. No extensive paperwork or need for third-party appraisals. Download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE today.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Mahomes is in the gun, moving from left to right. Arms outstretched, shotgun snap, fakes the handoff, drops back three. Line drive throw in the back of the end zone, backpedaling, falling down, chest-high catch. Tyreek Hill covered heavily in the back of the end zone. And literally looking at his quarterback, facing him as he was backpedaling, leapt and caught and pressed the ball against his chest. That's a 25-yard touchdown pass. Mahomes to Hill. Here comes the extra point, and the Chiefs are on the board for the first time.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf hanging out with you here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Super Bowl preview hour here on the program. Super Bowl 55. We're like a week away, people. It's coming in hot, believe me. Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, two of the greatest to ever play this game. And it's kind of crazy to think that about Patrick Mahomes because the dude's only in his fourth season, but he's just that good, people. Mike, before we went to the break, I did say to you I wanted to talk to you about the running backs, who you thought might have a little bit of an advantage there. So we know, look, it's Le'Veon Bell, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Thompson, Washington, the list goes on, right? For the Kansas City Chiefs, but ultimately Williams is in there as well, who has been playing pretty well for them. To be honest with you, he's their guy basically. On the other side, you're going to have Ronald Jones, you're going to have Leonard Fournette, right? So I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have a little bit of an advantage here. I don't know exactly how much of a role that's going to play in the game, but to me, I think with what I saw from Leonard Fournette against the Green Bay Packers, and then obviously Ronald Jones, what he's done all season long for them, that's a decent two-headed monster that I think they have a little bit of an advantage in the running game with.
No, I would tend to agree. You know, Rojo, you know, as they called him out at USC, is, you know, he's kind of like that scat back. He'll kind of go inside, outside. He'll try and bounce it outside most of the time because he's not the biggest guy. And then Fournette's just, that's like, Andy, that'd be like you and me trying to tackle a dump truck coming at us. I mean, Fournette runs hard. He's thick, he's big. We all know what he did at LSU when he was there. So yeah, you have to give the advantage at running back, and I tend to agree with you. I mean, it's hard to kind of determine how big of a factor that's going to be since, you know, the receiving core and the quarterback play is what it is. But you still have to keep the defenses honest, and you still have to keep them, you know, not from just rushing four, dropping seven, rushing three, dropping eight, kind of into coverage, and you have to have a scheme in which these backs are going to get their yard, so you can free up those receivers on the back end for either team.
Look, again, I do think that the way that Kansas City escapes the lack of a running game is they get creative in the passing game, right, where they're going to use these screen passes. We've seen Travis Kelce. You know, we've seen Tyreek Hill. We've seen Hardman. We've seen all these guys being used so creatively. And I think that ultimately, bro, that, to me, that's another big difference in the two offenses. Like, Tom Brady is, you know, you've heard me say this before about the Milwaukee Bucks being kind of a one-trick pony. Well, quite frankly, at this point in time, Tom Brady is somewhat of a one-trick pony, whereas you've got Patrick Mahomes that can beat you in so many different ways. Dude, Tom Brady is not going to be running for 60 yards. Patrick Mahomes could run for 60 yards. Not that he will, but he could. And I think that the way that you can use these guys ultimately is going to be the difference in this game. We're seeing an old conventional style quarterback in Tom Brady, the prototype pocket passer, and we're seeing the young up-and-comer, superstar stud in Patrick Mahomes, who is, like you said before, Aaron Rodgers 2.0, man. Like, he's a better version of what Aaron Rodgers is. I think the deck is stacked so high against Tampa Bay, and I know they're playing in their backyard, and I get all that stuff, but I just don't see, I really, really don't see a way where the Kansas City Chiefs don't come out of this game victorious, and Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, back-to-back Super Bowls, we start talking about that legacy, and we start talking about the future of them, and again, it narrows the gap between Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. So, do I want it? Because of that, maybe. Do I want to see Tom Brady win and separate himself a little bit? You know what I mean? Like, I can't lose is what I'm really trying to say. With whatever happens in this game, I don't think we can lose. But ultimately, if Patrick Mahomes is to catch Tom Brady, I think this is an extremely important get for Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Because 1-7... doesn't sound nearly as good as 2-6. So this is a must-win situation, in my humble opinion, for Patrick Mahomes to let this guy know that he's knocking on that door. He's ready to take the torch and run with it. So I think there's so much pressure, in all honesty, man. I think there's so much pressure on Tom Brady in the sense of this may be his last shot. And then there's so much pressure on Patrick because, like, this could be his only shot to take out Tom Brady, right? Like, dude, the storylines are just infinite, Mike.
No, they are infinite, and it's one of those things, once again, you know, you take a look at it, and you just look at what Mahomes can do and what Mahomes has to work with, and you just look. You look at Tampa Bay and you go, okay, how are they gonna stick with them? How are they gonna be able to keep up with the scoring? Because you and I both know if Kansas City gets in one of those grooves, like if they did at the end of the Super Bowl last year, you're gonna have to score. And if you don't score with Kansas City, you're going home. And you're not going home with a ring, you're not going home with a trophy, you're going home the loser of the Super Bowl. So once again, I'm with you. I think Kansas City, even though I've seen the line and it's like a 3-point, you know, the guys in the desert, the good old boys, they got it as a 3-point game. I don't know. And I've been meaning to ask you about that, what you thought of the line of the game.
I think if you're a Kansas City Chief fan, you're sitting there and you're scratching your head and you're wondering why in the hell this is such a close line, to be honest with you. I want to wait till next week to share this, but I think you can read between the lines as to where my head is, and I don't see how the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to be able to keep up the scoring with the Kansas City Chiefs. And I at the end of the day, I actually don't think this will be that close of a football game. I think you're looking at a 10-17 point spread at the end of the day where, you know, the Chiefs walk away 38-17, 38-21, 38-24, something along those lines. They just have too much firepower. And both of these defenses are good, and I think we're disrespecting the Kansas City defense a little bit because they can really get after the quarterback. We saw what they did to the Buffalo Bills, right? I mean, Josh Josh Allen wasn't himself that day. And I think that that offense isn't as good as necessarily the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but I think Josh Allen could be just as good, if not better, than Tom Brady could be. So, look, I just think the Kansas City Chiefs are clicking on all cylinders. They just have a system in place, kind of like Belichick and Brady had for a long, long time. And I think what we've seen B.A. and Tom do in such a short time, it's impressive as hell. But, oh, by the way, that song I was thinking of by Boyz II Men just hit me. It's called The End of the Road, right? So maybe this is the end of the road for Tom Brady because of Patrick Mahomes.
No, it certainly could be. It's a good thing you're thinking of that song. I thought you were thinking of another song. I was like, what, is Dorf hitting on me or something? Like, what's going on? But, you know, it's would a lot of people like to see this as the end of the road for Tom Brady? Absolutely. Not that I'm hating on greatness, but look, I'm a Miami Dolphins fan. He spent 20 years basically in the AFC East just making life miserable for Dolphins fans, Bill fans, you know, it's just been crazy. So, would I like to see somebody kind of catch up to him and get as many rings and appreciate that greatness as well in another division? Absolutely. I have no problem with that.
It would be pretty cool though to see Tom Brady win like one for both sides, right? AFC and NFC. And obviously he's had six in the AFC, but then to get one in the NFC, it'd be kind of a really just a like the icing on the cake, and he could literally ride off in the sunset. All right, hey, let me ask you this. We haven't touched on this at all. Special teams, brother. They both have guys that are absolutely dynamic on punt returns and things along those lines, and you never know if somebody can get in there and block a kick or, you know, block a punt, that kind of thing. So who do you give the nod to as far as special teams go?
Ooh. Another good question. I would, I would say it's kind of even, you know, but at the same time, you and I have both seen plenty of Super Bowls because, you know, we're kind of getting up there in age a little bit, Dorf, but, yep. So we have some experience behind us. And a lot of times we see the kickoff return, you know, someone return the kickoff return or a fumble on the kickoff or, you know, someone blocks an extra point, blocks a field goal, and it wins the game. I mean, when it comes to mine, you know, Dallas and Buffalo, wide right, you know, special teams play once again. So we'll see what happens, but I would say it's fairly even between these two teams.
Where would you put this quarterback matchup in terms of all-time Super Bowl matchups, right? I mean, we had Favre and Elway go at it. Obviously, two Hall of Famers there. We're going to have two Hall of Famers going at it here. As far as matchups go and quarterbacks, where is this on your list as far as the great matchups of Super Bowl quarterbacks?
Well, look, on paper, it's one of the best. We have to let it play out. We have to let the game happen before we can go back and say this was one of the greatest of all time. But on paper and maybe the expectation is probably one of the best that we've seen for a while.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the anticipation, again, it just goes back to the theme of all year long, brother. Past, future, present, right? I mean, look, we would have – myself included, Green Bay Packer fans would have liked to have been the past, the present. We would have liked it to have been Aaron Rodgers. Unfortunately, it's Tom Brady who got it, but we're also getting the future with this guy, Patrick Mahomes, who is just that damn good. But, look, it's a great matchup, man. What does this do for Andy Reid if he gets another Super Bowl, by the way?
It just cements his legacy. His legacy was already pretty much in the books in Canton, but it just solidifies it even more.
And I think, B.A., this would absolutely be just like the icing on the cake for him. Think about it. This guy left the game because he wasn't healthy and things like that. Now he's back in it and right in the mix of having an opportunity to win a Super Bowl. In all honesty, just so cool all around for both sides of this thing. Anyways, gotta take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up like we always do with parting shots. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Brady now over 300 yards for the game, 83rd time in his career. Look looking for all of it. Unloads to the end zone. Caught by Gordon. Touchdown, Patriots.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, people. Welcome back in for the final time here with us on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We will get our parting shots here in just a moment, but and we're also going to give you our predictions for what we think is going to happen in the game. But remember, we do come back late night to recap what happens in Super Bowl 55. So look for that 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Obviously, next week after the Super Bowl gets done, we will be breaking it down. We'll probably have some great guests, so definitely tune in late night to hear us talking about Super Bowl 55. Mike, parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
We've been talking about these two quarterbacks, and you know, there's a lot of people that just don't like Tom Brady for the success that they have that he's had. I just want people to appreciate what they're seeing. This guy is 43 years old. He's doing what he's doing in his 10th Super Bowl. You know, you and I talk about stopping the hate and just appreciate what we see in front of us. I think we need to do the same and to continue to do the same for Tom Brady.
No, I look, man, it's a great point. What's your prediction, by the way? Who's winning the game? What's the score?
I think Kansas City wins this by 10, like a 35-25 kind of game.
All right, that's a pretty good prediction. And I kind of hear what you're saying about Tom Brady and everything, bro. I mean, this guy is just absolutely fantastic. He's unbelievable. The longevity, I think that speaks such volumes about this guy in general, right? Like I said earlier in the program, you got Tom Brady 1.0, you got Tom Brady 2.0, and you can make an argument that he's the best and the second best quarterback of all time. So, look, at the end of the day, man, I got the Kansas City Chiefs winning as well, maybe by 10 to 17 points. But, look, we'll find out what all happens. Anyways, for Mike Wilson and Scott, I'm Andy Dorf saying peace. We'll catch you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.